fellow Homo sapiens. Welcome to Tipsy Taxonomy, where the animal info is strong, but the drinks are stronger.
Grab yourself a beverage, sit back, relax, and get tipsy with us while we talk taxonomy.
Bottoms up!
Wondering who Blackbeard is.
It's me, Blackbeard.
That is the one and only Ben. Oh, shit. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
How was your time at Tipsy Taxonomy so far?
It's fantastic. I'm out here on the seven seas with my mateys.
Wonderful Wi-Fi you have on the 17th.
Yeah, Ben Blackbeard. How do you get good internet service?
I am not against 5G. Yarr.
That's
causing
cancers.
The microchip can reach him in the ocean.
Yeah. Oh.
Yarr. I love satellite internet.
Are you not in international waters so that governments can't hold you down and microchip you in anything?
What? No microchips on this ship, please.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So,
hello, I'm Ben.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Absolutely. We love you, Ben. I'm fucking sitting here with this cup of coffee like a mom on Christmas.
I know, you look like, no, you look like you're on like a morning show.
Good. That's what this is.
Behind your desk.
Where's the rum gone?
The PG version of this will be actually a morning show for us, so... That's what we're expanding into next, is morning TV.
Those were words that you said.
So on today's episode, which is awesome. I can't get over the fucking pirate. Okay.
Anyways, hello everyone. We hope you're having a good day.
We are here to discuss the one and only Twiddles. As we heard earlier, we like turtles.
I like Twiddles.
Ben, why did you pick turtles?
What?
Why did you pick turtles? We let you pick the animal and you said turtles.
Well, all the way through my life, starting in elementary school and going on through, a lot of people have seen me. And they say, wow, Ben, you move really slowly. Just like a turtle. So my nickname in middle school was Turtle.
Oh, no!
And, you know, so I just thought I'd embrace the meme. And
yeah.
I like turtles.
Do you wear it like a shell of armor?
That's right.
What?
You know, they say wear like...
A badge of honor?
No, wear, like, an armor. Like, if you have a negative thing, you wear...
Oh,
like,
I was thinking badge of honor.
And so that then no one can hurt your feelings with it.
Okay.
And God, we are really off course
yeah.
for this.
Give a background of how we know Ben, because we did that with Jack, so that people don't wonder.
So, yes, Ben is... I think we mentioned in Jack's episode that he was a groomsman. Ben is also one of my groomsmen. We met, what was it, junior year of college, I think?
That is correct.
Junior year of college, we met. We talked about T-Pain. I was wearing a flannel shirt. It was a beautiful, beautiful scene. And, yeah, from there, Ben's become one of my best friends.
Aww. And what's your nickname for him?
Oh, he's my little angry Irishman who
is
actually not Irish.
Yep.
So.
And
not
also
Irish at all.
Not like a... You're not an angry person.
He,
no.
Are you
so not angry, not Irish? Really not that little.
Are you saying our less than 1% of Irish listeners are angry people?
It's just Ben.
Less than 1% Irish listeners. I respect you. I love you.
He is an honorary member because he is, in fact, not Irish.
You see, they called me Blackbeard in the beginning, but they really should be calling me Redbeard.
Yes.
There you go, because Ben has you have a really nice red beard, actually.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. But anyway, we're talking turtles.
Turtles. So specifically.
Also, what is everyone drinking on? I got coffee and Bailey's. Ben?
I have a margarita with two shots of tequila.
And Zoe, you?
I'm having vino.
Ooh. Beautiful. So, yeah. I guess we'll get started. We're talking turtles, not the stupid store-bought kind. We're talking the big leagues, baby, the middle of the ocean, sea turtles. We're talking sea turtles.
So specifically, because there are many, many types of sea turtles.
Yes, King Philip.
The family, well, so okay, Kingdom Anomalia, Phylum Chordata, so all the same things that everyone's been so far. Class is new. Class is Reptilia. Any guesses what that is?
Birds?
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on that.
Birds are reptiles.
Birds are reptiles.
Dinosaurs wore birds.
Probably had feathers. Anyways, classes, yeah. Classes, Reptilia, reptiles. Order, Testudines.
Ooh.
Family is Chelonioidae. So there you go.
Could you repeat that?
Louder for the people in the back.
Kalanioide.
Kalanioide. Yes.
Thank you.
Kalanioide.
No,
that sounded good.
Kalanioide.
You like that? You like that?
So anyways, Ben, what type of turtle are you doing?
I picked the green sea turtle.
I picked the loggerhead sea turtle.
I went with the Australian flatback. You know what? They don't have a lot of junk in the trunk, but they make it work.
This is not their year.
That sounds like a turtle that would visit backstage.
Fun facts about sea turtles overall, because I found these and they apply to all of ours, so I'm going to steal everyone's time and talk about them. They are living representatives of a reptile group that has existed on Earth in the ocean for over 100 million years. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
100 million years.
They were here in like the year one.
How's that work? Earth is only 2013 years old.
13?
Surprise.
We went back in time. They also help maintain the health of coral reefs and seagrass beds, and they are a fundamental part of marine ecosystems. Mm-hmm. In fact. Anyways, what order do we want to go in?
I can start us off.
Okay, go for it. Oh my god.
We'll talk turtles. Flatback turtles, to be exact. Jeez. So, yeah, we got the Australian flatback, also known as Natator depressus.
That sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Natator depressus!
Oh my god. You ever... That was you impersonating... what is her name from SNL? The blonde one.
Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, that was you impersonating Kate McKinnon impersonating Rudy Giuliani is what that sounded like.
You know what I gotta say to that? -5 points to Gryffindor.
Oh.
Well, that's okay, because I'm not a Gryffindor.
Yeah. Hey, hit Ravenclaw hard, bro. Just bombard him with points.
With points?
Without points.
Oh.
Anyway. So.
Continue. Sorry.
We're not getting any facts out anytime
soon. Okay, go, go, go.
Okay, we got the Natator depressus. Originally, Colonia depressa. So they're just all around. They've been depressed for a while, but...
like depressed, like their back is flat.
Yeah, I don't know if emotionally they have those feelings, so I'm assuming...
I'd be depressed if I had a flat back.
Yeah. So they were originally like... found or named or whatever in 1880 as Colonia depressa, and that lasted until 1988 when Raynor Zangirl Zangerl. Z-A-N-G-E-R-L. He's a Swiss paleontologist. He just pops onto the scene and is like, nah, you're natator depressus.
What does natator mean?
Swimmer.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then here's the problem, though. Australian ichthyologist Alan Riverstone McCulloch coined the genus natator, swimmer, in 1908. So it took 80 years to properly name these bad boys. So where is the justice? We need the justice for them.
Okay.
I thought that was going to gain more traction.
No.
Listen, man. I know when it's all right, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Looks wise. So, the Australian has a smooth, flat shell.
Oh, I would have never guessed!
I hate you. smooth, flat shell, which shell is a fancy or dumbed down, no, it's a dumbed down word of a fancy word called carapace.
There you go.
Yep.
It's one of, well,
it's carapace.
Yes, but the top is the carapace, the bottom's the plastron, and then all together is what's called the...
We're getting there.
I didn't know.
Oh my
Maybe if
God.
You shared your notes like Ben and I did.
I did. Oh. It's on the sheet thing. Come
I'm
on
I'm
going to
sing along.
Okay. Grayish green color on top. Head and shell. Yellowish color on
the
back.
Wait a minute. Did I hear that there's upturned edges as well on
there.
The carapace?
He's reading your notes back.
This is a dangerous game. We don't talk about the upturned edges. They're called the flatbacks for a reason, not the flatbacks with an extra curve.
That's all right. It's okay to be a little bit curvy.
You know, you guys are just upset the Australian flatbacks are just like the jocks of the sea turtle.
So far,
because
you're...
Because they're big, bro.
So far, your defense of this species is not winning you any points.
They're 30 to 38 inches in adulthood, like long-wise.
I don't know why the way that you phrased that was funny.
They weigh 155 to 200 pounds.
Just wait.
Damn!
What do you mean, just wait?
Just wait.
Oh, for yours?
Yeah. He's thick.
He's thick.
He juiced it. So, females typically are larger than the males in adulthood, including some having longer tails, which is interesting. They have a defining pair of prefrontal scales.
No!
And coastal scutes on the carapace. Scutes
is right.
Scutes?
Coastal isn't. What is coastal scutes?
I don't know. They have them.
Hey, you know.
I'll try to search it in a second.
From coast to coast. Scutes, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm sorry.
You guys ready for the biggest controversy with the flatbacks?
Yes.
Their skulls.
Later.
Why? Some are saying, nah, these are like the Olive Ridley. But then, in fact, they're more like just your regular green sea turtle. Yeah.
Green sea turtles.
Yeah, TMZ's on the case now.
That's right.
Take it to Judge Judy.
Dun, dun. She's on Law and Order now, did you hear? So, here's a positive. The sea turtle hatchlings, right?
Yeah.
2.4 inches. You know what that means? They're the largest sea turtle hatchling. So, we have a better survival rate. We're not as easy to be caught. It makes it super strong, so we're super fast. Be able to get to the water quickly and swim around quickly.
Yeah, they're fast AF, boy.
Yeah. Turtles can be actually pretty fast. Have you seen that video of the turtle just sprinting in someone's backyard? Wild. They're quick. They're little speedy boys and girls.
Quick.
Reproduction's interesting. And I know it's not just them, but it's cool. But their genders or sexes are determined by your temperature. mm-hmm. in embryonic development. Mm-hmm.
Not genetically determined.
Yeah. So below 84 degrees, you're a male hatchling. Mm-hmm. Anything above that is a female.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wild.
Right?
I bet they have, I wonder if they're starting to have like a discrepancy in like the male to female ratio because it's so much hotter.
No.
Oh, you talk about that? Oh.
That's where you're wrong, kiddo. So because people did think that like climate change and stuff, which is real, was causing issues with it. But with like how they're
pushing your liberal agenda.
Yeah. So they're
excuse me.
So like I guess
it's This episode is dedicated to Stimmy Daddy Mitch the Turtle.
Oh yeah. Giving my 600 right in the account.
It is what the
talking
is,
about
bro.
Green sea turtles, you know, I like that green in my account.
We almost had our first spit take of the podcast. So global warming, climate change, all the above, people were worried that it was going to affect like the sex ratio and stuff.
Yeah.
But instead it just sped up their development process.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it didn't like affect too much.
Interesting.
Because they're thinking like they already started somewhat evolving to like the ones that can withstand it.
Yeah.
Obviously evolution takes a while, but you know,
yeah.
you get the gist. Diets, so they eat everything kind of, omnivorous. Yeah. But primarily carnivorous. So they feed on coral, so which is bad. It's not cash money of them because of where they're located. Because they're located in part of the Great Barrier Reef, so don't be eating the coral.
Okay.
We need that.
Yo,
we need that for sure.
Yeah, blame the natural predator.
So the Australian flatbacks are now a problem. They're killing the Great Barrier Reef.
Is that you saying that?
No
did science say that?
None. What?
Someone said it.
You? Just now.
Yeah. Exactly. But also the water, because of like all the changes with the global climate and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this has literally they've always been like this. They prefer the shore.
Okay.
And they don't really travel.
Shallow.
Yeah.
Inhale.
Well, so like the baby ones will just chill more on the like beach and stuff. They don't really rush to the water as much. Yeah, because they don't need to eat there or anything. They become sexually mature between 7 and 50 years old. And then
wait,
late.
What?
No. What?
It says sexually mature from 7 to 50 years.
What? Source? What's the source?
Let me see what Wikipedia sourced it.
Anyways,
what?
I
what?
Think that's
I
a
got
typo.
A cross reference. No, it's not. What do you mean
lay
it's
it
not?
On me. Like, sea turtles lay eggs on the beach.
On the beach.
You guys fill the void of time while I
step
take
on
my
the
time
beach.
Searching it. Oh my god.
Wait, Jordan.
Yes.
Let's do my quiz. Like, each of us takes it after our turn.
Okay.
As, like, a little, like...
Please.
I found a quiz that tells you which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle you are.
All right.
Let's see. A flatback sea turtle is sexually mature anywhere between 7 and 50 years of age.
Source? No.
5 and 10.
What's their full life expectancy?
Animal Diversity Anniversary. Which is created by University of Michigan.
What is their full life expectancy then if they can be that late bloomers?
My U of M listeners, what's up? Michigan native.
It's saying nothing about their age.
What? Yeah.
It's
what's their
nothing
max?
About
what's
their
max years?
Oh, lifespan. Typically 100 years.
Oh shit. Okay. So
yeah.
Maybe it is 50.
Thank you.
That's just such a wide gap.
Most sea turtles live to 100.
That's just
wild.
Such a wide gap from 7 to 50.
Yeah, imagine if you're on the tail end of that.
Right?
You
all
have...
your friends are fucking and you're like...
Oof, yeah.
You know, a dry spell, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, that's tough.
Anywho, okay, I believe you.
Thank you. About time I get some respect.
Oh.
On this podcast. They nest every 2 to 3 years. The mating occurs out at sea. And then the dude just dips and never comes to the shore.
Well, wow. The mom also lays the eggs and then dips, so.
Yeah.
The dad just dips first.
It's get some milk and some cigarettes.
Yeah, but like he doesn't even, except
some
he doesn't.
Scratchers.
Scratchers.
We're just throwing scratchers in there. Okay. And then the females will try to stick to the same shores that they had in previous clutches.
Mm-hmm.
And they can lay eggs up to 4 times a year in a single nesting season.
That's the same as mine.
Yo.
And then the
all I gotta say is that's clutch.
And the flatback has the smallest clutches of any other turtle at around 50.
Why is that, like, when you said the smallest clutches, I just was trying to, like, find a way to make a boob joke out of it, and I just didn't get there.
Cool. God, what a mess.
Anywho.
Habitat. So, the lovely habitat, they're in the coastal waters of northern Australia, and then some in the Tropic of the Capricorn, and then Papua New Guinea. So in like that little area, so you won't see any of these in popular tourist sites like Sydney.
It's probably good for them.
That's me dropping my vast Australian facts. Australian facts. That was a little British.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was a fantastic accent. Love it.
I want Ben on more often. Thank you.
You want Ben a moron?
Oh. What did you call me?
Using my own words against me. They make their nesting sites near the southern Great Barrier Reef. They live in shallow, soft-bottom tropical and subtropical waters. And that usually includes the grassy areas, bays, and lagoons. Lagoons. But then the ladies love the sandy beaches. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's the sand right there. predators. They got a lot of predators.
Yeah.
Both terrestrial and...
Ooh, oceanic.
Yeah.
Marine.
Which ones do you want me to start off with?
The land.
The land ones? Well, we got foxes, feral pigs, or feral dogs, and then pigs. Fuck that up. Also...
Well, I'm sure the pigs are feral, too.
Maybe wild boars.
No, I sick my pigs on them.
Been as a guard pig now or something.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting though. Of like, I didn't know pigs were that carnivorous.
Oh yeah, they got stewy on the thorn birds.
Damn it! Sharks and fish also are threats, but fish are more for the babies.
The babies,
and then the babies really get fucked over by the crabs, birds, and small crocodiles. So,
true.
Yeah.
What are the birds? Oh, the water ones are sharks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the, perhaps the boobies. The booby birds might be ones that try to go after them. Yeah.
And perhaps.
So they're, in terms of their status and everything, they're data deficient. But then Australia's just like, nah, they're vulnerable.
Better on the safe side.
Yeah, so they're technically the least endangered of the sea turtles, and a lot of that stems from having less demand for their meat, because people just aren't eating that, but the indigenous folks are.
Hmm.
And so Australia doesn't allow for you to kill their meat and whatnot, or kill them and such, except for the indigenous people.
Because it's part of their...
As long as it's non-commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because the indigenous people, especially in Australia, have always been public about, like, we know how to take care of this land better than you do.
Yeah. And another reason they're less endangered is because they stick so close to the shore, they're not dealing with,
bycatch
and stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
And so they're not caught in nets. And
since I'm sure all of us will talk about bycatch, do you want to explain what that is really quick?
No, you chief.
That was slick as fuck. Anyway, so bycatch is basically
just saying.
It's just quick. I thought you were deflecting because you don't know what it is.
I mean, I know what it is, but like, I'm not gonna be able to describe it well enough.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look how I just butchered this entire episode so far.
Bycatch is like animals and stuff that's killed on accident with like commercial fishing and things. So, like, there's, like, gill nets that they put down and all of the big things get caught, which they're going, if they're going for, like, tuna and stuff like that, then they're going to have holes that are so small that in the net that, like, the sea turtles can't get through either, so they get caught and killed.
Why don't they just bypass them?
What?
Yes, I'll create a smart net that bypasses sea turtles.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Why
there
you
go.
Easy.
Duck dodge.
Bycatch.
Duck dodge. Duck weave and dodge.
Okay.
Dodge.
Anyways, moving on.
Dive and dodge. Anyways.
Is that all? Are you good on your stuff, or do you have more stuff? What are their like human stuff though? If they're not gill nets.
So some can be gill nets, obviously.
Oh,
for
sure.
But you have the hunting by the indigenous people, but it's just they're really focused
more sustainable.
On. Yeah, they're just making sure it stays sustainable. And then coastal developments, and then coral reef destruction. So the coral reef is their feeding site,
mm-hmm.
and the coastal developments mess up their nesting,
mm-hmm.
so no babies. Camping and driving on beaches actually causes a lot of issues as well, because it compacts the dirt and stuff, making
mm-hmm.
it, or the sand, making it difficult for the babies to either emerge or walk across.
Yeah.
Or even to dig into the
to lay
sand and everything.
Interesting.
And then you got the obvious one of pollution. We're all probably going to bring that
up. Water's getting shitty.
A lot of it is that if there's enough trash on the beach, it confuses the females, so they have trouble, like, finding the beach shores and stuff.
Like light pollution and stuff, too.
And, like, even though a lot's not really known about these fellas and lassies, that's what we're going to go with, lassies, they were sort of clumped on the overarching like turtle bill or whatever that's around
mm-hmm.
about conserving them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the Australian flatback, Nitator depressus.
Nice.
So radical, bro.
Radical, bro.
Okay,
so do you want to find out which Ninja Turtle you are?
I can.
Okay. Oh.
I'm ready.
No, give me a sec because the quiz isn't working.
Wow.
Oh, I can throw
I'm gonna take a guess right now. Okay. Jordan Donatello. Just saying.
Donatello.
That's my guess.
I could see it.
Which one's the blue one?
Leonardo. Okay, are you ready?
Jordan, are you kidding? Alright, anyways.
Okay.
Let's start. And so we'll each take it after we do ours. What type of smarts do you have in spades? Emotional awareness, inner wisdom, technology savvy, or street smarts?
What's the question?
What type of smarts do you have? Are you smarter emotionally? Are you smarter with your inner wisdom? Are you technology savvy? Do you have street smarts?
You know, I want to say street smarts.
I would say that or technology savvy.
Yeah, but then sometimes I can't plug in a USB. So
okay,
that's
so
about
street
where
smarts.
At. Yeah. Wait. Oh, that's why I was confused. What was the spades thing? Oh well. Choose a color that represents your psyche. Good lord. Ooh, that bluish purple.
Or this black. One. Sparkly bluish purple.
Yeah, I'll do the blue.
Okay.
The foot
clan is attacking. What do you do? Take a deep breath and prepare myself for what's to come. Look to my surroundings to see what I can throw at their stupid ninja heads.
Huh?
Run straight for them and meet them head on. Bring it. Rally those close to me and immediately form a defensive circle. Get frustrated and realize I have to hide even though I want to kick their asses. Step back and fight from a far distance is key, or they would not dare attack me. Which option describes you?
I like the second one, though.
Okay.
Look to my surroundings at their stupid ninja heads.
That's right.
Victory is yours. How do you wish to be rewarded?
What is this quiz?
Advanced technology and weaponry, fame and recognition, money and undisputable power, peace and quiet, continuation of life is reward enough for me, or lavish party and feast.
You know, the long-term move is obviously money and undisputable power, but also a lavish party and feast sounds fun.
I know my boy Jordan likes
to
party. But we'll go for short-term.
Which of these spirit animals guide you into battle?
Leonardo. Wolf.
Wolf, okay.
Someone is
getting on your nerves. How do you deal with it? Take a deep breath and calmly excuse myself. Bluntly ask them why they chose to be so freaking annoying.
Friggin'
politely
annoying.
Inform them of their annoyance. Try to laugh it off and get them on your side. Clam up and go wait for them to stop.
Try to laugh it off.
Tell them
sure.
to shut it. Okay. How do you unwind? Work out or go on a run. I do not unwind. I'm always on edge. Read a good book. Mellow out. Meditate. Hang with friends and socialize. Shopping and retail therapy. Faux show. Or play video games. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hang with friends.
Which of these musicians would you listen to? Metallica, 50 Cent, Beyonce, Jazz, Allman Brothers, LMFAO, or Daft Punk?
Nah, that's
so. You like jazz?
Who would I listen to?
Yeah.
I want to say LMFAO if I'm being quite honest.
Okay, there you go. Don't question it. This is how you find your inner turtle.
And finally, time to relax and order some takeout. Which do you order?
Pizza, Chinese food, or food is for weaklings?
I don't know. Am I coming back from battle? I feel like pizza just sounds bomb.
Okay. You gotta listen to Master Splinter, you know?
Calculating results. Wonder. Calculating. You are Michelangelo.
Oh.
You're the party dude in orange, Michelangelo. For you, life is a party, and you're the center of it. Lighthearted and adventurous, few things make you happier than a good laugh with friends and family or a spur-of-the-moment adventure. You may come off as a tad immature, but that's just because fun seems to follow you wherever you go. Others are drawn to your open outlook on life and infallible sense of humor. You are optimistic, spontaneous, and genuine. What a, like, detailed, like...
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that stems from me throwing a party after we beat the Foot Clan.
Probably.
Foot Clan.
Apparently. Oof. I gotta tone it down, it seems like. Next up on the agenda, we got Big Bad Ben, Redbeard. Ben Redbeard doesn't sound as good. I think it's not because, or it's not that, like BB or whatever, but oh well.
Bad boy. That's me. Yeah.
And Ben will be telling us a little bit more about the green sea turtle.
Mm-hmm.
For a second, I thought you were going to say the green goblin, but that's not right. Yes.
Who plays him again?
Willem Dafoe.
William Dafoe?
Mm.
Yeah.
I was going to say he's been, like, a lot of people have played him.
That is true. That is true. All right, well, hello. It is me, Ben. I'm talking about the green sea turtle, or the Chelonia Midas.
Yeah.
They got the Midas touch.
It is the only species in the genus Chelonia.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it is listed as endangered by the International Union for Conservation and Nature. Also, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. And the good thing about that, though, is that it is protected from exploitation in most countries.
Yay!
Yay, most countries!
Yay! I mean, hopefully that's good. I like sea turtles.
Mm-hmm.
So I want their continued existence because.
Your dad got
bit
by a sea turtle.
No. He's going to love that part of the episode. That was not him, actually.
I thought one brushed his leg.
No, it hit my uncle. Mm. And then I think it like freaked my dad out, though.
Oh, I thought it hit your dad. Okay.
Yeah. That was in
Hawaii.
Anyway.
Hawaii. Well, you know, that leads into some other things that I'm talking about, like where are they located? Well, they're mostly located in the beaches of Southeast Asia, India, mm-hmm. islands in the Western Pacific, and Central America where the green sea turtles are bred. Green sea turtles move across three habitat types depending on their life stage. And like other sea turtles, they lay their eggs on beaches. And mature turtles mostly spend a majority of their time in shallow coastal waters with lush seagrass beds.
Oh, do they sleep on them or eat it?
Oh, well, let me get to that. Adults frequent inshore bays, lagoons, and shoals with lush seagrass meadows. And they eat the tips of the seagrass. So yes, they eat seagrass. Now, here's the thing about green sea turtles are mostly eat plants.
Perhaps herbivorous is the term.
Yes, yes, very astute of you, Jordan.
We do not say such layman terms like what was the fuck?
That's right. You are prompting things that are out of line of my notes. So
that's right.
Herbivorous.
We do not use such layman terms like plant eater. We use true terms like herbivorous.
Yes, quite. yes.
This is a professional environment.
Yes, I'm sorry for not providing the scientific term. I will do better in the future.
No, that's fine. No, this is not any stretch.
Yes.
So they eat grass.
They eat grass. They eat seagrass, mostly. They eat plants. And the reason why I brought that up is because the turtles bite off the tips of the blades of seagrass, which keeps the grass healthy. It's like mowing your lawn, except that you're a turtle and you eat it.
Oh.
So the next time you're out mowing your lawn, just eat the grass. And you'll be just like a green sea turtle.
How? So, why are
they're
called
like sea goats?
I was thinking sea cows.
That, yes. Both.
Sea cows are
a manatee.
That is a manatee. Jordan, excuse me. Get your facts straight, okay?
Duly noted.
All right, so the reason why they're called a green sea turtle. Now, the thing about that that's weird is that even though they're known as green sea turtles, their carapace is mostly black. But the reason why they're called green is because of the fat areas in between their carapace that are green.
So, like, their body itself.
Their body itself, yeah.
Mm.
And their dorsoventrally flattened body, meaning so that their back so is flattened, but not so as flat as the flat back.
God, no love for the flat backs.
No. Well, you know, you got to show some love, respect. But, you know, and they also have a beaked head at the end of a short neck.
I like their little heads.
Okay. All right. Out of my shell.
I don't think sea turtles can pull into their shell.
No. Maybe?
No.
I don't know.
That's all right. They're not shy. They're not shy. They know what they're about.
Yeah.
They also have paddle-like arms, well adapted for swimming. Hmm. I wonder why. But adult green turtles can grow to 5 feet long, or 1.5 meters for our non-American listeners. So they're long boys.
I hope that I didn't do this go-around. Atta boy. Look at you switching between the two.
That's right. As a background, I'm Canadian, so that's why I included it.
Yeah, now he's my angry little Irishman Canadian maple leaf.
That's right. Now for the reproduction. Like other sea turtles, the green sea turtles migrate long distances between feeding grounds and hatching beaches. There are many islands worldwide known as Turtle Island, due to the green sea turtles nesting on their beaches. The females crawl onto the beaches, dig nests, and lay eggs during the night. And then hopefully the hatchlings emerge and scramble into the water. And those that reached the water could live up to 80 years old in the wild.
So they're not as 80? Not as old as Jordan's.
Yeah, that's right. So. They're not as old, but they're way cooler.
Are you just basing that strictly off of Crush from Finding Nemo?
Was he a green sea turtle?
I believe
he was, yes. Righteous!
Ride the waves, bro. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a green sea turtle.
Yeah,
though.
Green sea turtle.
Why wouldn't he be?
Because there's so many other types. Why wouldn't he be an Australian sea turtle? They were in Australia.
Yo, P42, Wallaby Way, Sydney, okay? Listen, no, did you watch Finding Nemo or what?
Yeah, duh. Sydney's on the south side, southeast of the continent.
Excuse me. Okay, he's a green sea turtle.
When the Australian flatbacks are not there. They only roam in the north side, baby.
Okay.
Anyway, Ben.
Yes.
Green sea turtle.
As you guys were talking about earlier, a majority of the interactions with humans, other than the fishing industry accidentally catching them in their nets, like they caught Nemo and Finding Nemo in a net, a majority of the interactions are due to diving. And unfortunately, hunting, poaching, and egg harvesting, which sucks. And hopefully you got the anti-poaching crew in the seas. And international water stopping that because they're endangered. So stop that. Don't do that.
Stop. Drop that.
Why are people trying to catch or take their eggs? Because that was another issue with the flatbacks as well.
To eat or for?
Would it be eating or would it be?
I don't know.
Like, why would you want to go through the hassle of hatching it yourself?
Alas, test you dines a pet don't make. That was the Schitt's Creek line.
What just happened? I am so flabbergasted at whatever just happened.
That was the line I was trying to find a video for. Started to somehow work into the thing, but I couldn't find a video, and so just then I said maybe they collect eggs for the pet trade, and then I knew I could use that line. So I didn't have the video, but I did my best Moira Rose impression.
Can you go over? Can you do that again?
No. This is a one take Drake, you know what I'm saying? Get out of here, okay?
No, I don't want to hear that quote again.
Okay, what? Yeah, sorry. What was that? I couldn't hear that. Could you repeat that?
Oh, God. Alex says, a pet test you dines don't make. Or something like that. Wasn't it?
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it.
I was thinking about it too hard. Yeah,
I'm sorry I put you on the spot like that. I won't do it again.
My first one was better.
Sure.
Well, moving on. The fun facts about green sea turtles are I like turtles.
Sick.
I like
them too. They're cool. Any other fun facts for us?
Crush from Finding Nemo was also a green sea turtle.
Has that been confirmed? Could they not be the Australian flatback?
No,
for
I
all
googled
we know?
It.
Or
that's right. Well, okay, here's my question, okay? I don't actually know this. Is Squish also a green sea turtle?
Wasn't Squish his kid?
Yeah, but is he a green sea turtle, though?
Probably, if his dad's a green sea turtle.
Why wouldn't he be?
See you later, dudes! All right, well, that was all I had on green sea turtles.
Best new way to avoid a question.
See you later, dude.
That was totally sick. Did you say that?
I don't think so.
I don't know if he does or not.
Oh my god. That was totally sick.
That's what he says.
How'd you make that voice? That was like a really young, angsty teen voice or something.
It wasn't. I can't find it.
I thought it was a wonderful impression. Oh my god. That was totally sick.
I just realized I might be. Something amazing to happen. And then at the very end, when they're getting home from saving everything in the world falling apart, and I think the little kid goes, "That was totally wicked." Oh, and I think that's God. What I was on accident quoting. Instead.
Good afternoon. We're going to have a great jump today. Okay, first, crank a hard cut back as you hit the wall. There's a screaming bottom curve, so watch out. Remember, rip it, roll it, and punch it.
Oh my god.
That was totally wicked!
I don't want to talk about how long it took me to understand
the movie.
Don't ask. Like, what is he giving us instructions for? Is he just suddenly going on this fire drill tangent and we aren't up to speed on it?
Oh, okay. What Ninja Turtle you are?
Yes, I would love to know what Ninja Turtle I am.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to make Jordan's answers go away. Bear with.
I can do the what kind of turtle are you, man?
No.
That's a BuzzFeed quiz. No. We tried it true with them.
Then, what type of smarts do you have in spades? Emotional awareness, inner wisdom, tech savvy, or street smarts?
Well, I believe I have tech savvy.
Okay. Choose a color that represents your psyche. Purple, black, brown, blue, red, yellow, orange.
Well, I imagine myself to be fairly mellow, so I'll have to pick blue.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember, he's not an Irish.
The foot kill!
The foot kill is coming for you, then.
The foot clan is attacking. What do you do? Take a deep breath and prepare myself for what's to come. Look to my surroundings to see what I can throw at their stupid ninja heads. Run straight for them and meet them head on. Bring it. Rally those close to me and immediately form a defensive circle. Get frustrated and realize I have to hide even though I want to kick their asses. Step back to fight from afar. Distance is key, or they would not dare attack me.
Well... Myself, I gotta rally my boys and create that defensive circle.
Victory is yours. How do you wish to be rewarded? Advanced technology and weaponry, fame and recognition, money and indisputable power, peace and quiet.
I got the power!
Continuation of life is reward enough for me, or a lavish party and feast?
Well, to celebrate... I would have to go with peace and quiet.
Okay. Which of these spirit animals guides you into battle? A tiger, eagle, monkey, shark, dolphin, owl, or wolf?
Easily. Well, okay. I have to make a tough decision here between the eagle and the wolf.
Okay.
Well, that sounds not easily okay.
So... You know what? I'm going with the wolf because I'm fierce.
Someone is getting on your nerves. How do you deal with it? Take a deep breath and calmly excuse yourself. Bluntly ask them why they chose to be so friggin' annoying. Politely inform them of their annoyance. Try to laugh it off and get them on your side. Clam up and wait for them to stop, or tell them to shut it, or you'll do it for them.
Easily, or laugh it off.
Joining their
laugh it off.
Laugh it off. Yes.
How do you unwind? Work out or go for a run? I don't unwind. I'm always on edge. Read a good book. Mellow out meditation. Hang with friends and socialize. Shopping and retail therapy for sure. Play video games or work on some tech.
Well, I know how much I love my Balenciaga shoes, so... No, I'm just kidding. I play video games.
Okay. I feel like you guys are going to be the same. You've had a lot of the same answers. Which of these musicians would you listen to? Metallica, 50 Cent, Beyonce, Jazz, the Allman Brothers, LMFAO, or Daft Punk?
50 Cent, easily.
Easily.
50 Cent prefers schnauzers as his breed of choice.
Really?
Everyone would have learned that on the previous episode. Uh-huh.
And finally, time to relax and order some takeout. What do you order? Pizza, Chinese food, or food is for weaklings?
I mean, listen, okay? If you're not picking pizza, then what is wrong with you?
Okay.
A lot.
Thank you, Jordan.
Talk about it.
Calculating results. Raphael.
Oh!
Watch out, world. You're the rebel in red, Raphael. Aggressive by nature and stubborn-minded, your intimidating nature is equally balanced by your immense capacity for loyalty and a heart of gold. Others find you a tad bit overwhelming, though this drives intelligent individuals to have you as a friend rather than an enemy. As rough as you can be, you're still fully capable of kicking back and having a good time. You're fearless, determined, and brash. I don't know that I agree with that one quite as much.
Yeah, no, you're not aggressive. It's too focused on the aggressive aspect.
Yeah, like the loyalty and heart of gold for sure, but
yeah,
I wouldn't say that you're rough as...
Thank you on that. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I also have twin sai, or daggers.
What?
Oh, did you watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Raphael has the daggers.
Wait, what's my
weapon? Know I never watched Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I had the bow staff, right?
You have... Oh, Ben's got nunchucks. It looks like.
Who has nunchucks?
Donatello has the bow staff. Raphael has the daggers.
The size.
Yes, the size. The twin size.
Michelangelo have
the nunchucks.
Oh, what is Raphael, or what is
Leonardo has twin katanas, Donatello has the bow staff, Raphael has the twin size, and Michelangelo has nunchucks.
Why wouldn't you pull up a better photo of them?
Well, this is just the picture attached to the
quiz.
Only one of them is holding a weapon.
He's got these things on his back. That's his twin things.
No, those are not.
He's gonna give you a poke in the eyeballs. He has like a peace sign pointing at the camera.
I need more Cheerios.
Okay.
Oh my good.
Okay. Well, is it my turn now? You guys both went? Okay.
Yes.
I did loggerhead sea turtle. Species is Caretta caretta. They are the official state reptile of South Carolina. And the state saltwater reptile of Florida.
Really?
They're the world's largest hard-shelled sea turtle. So they can weigh like 200 to 400 pounds, but the largest one recorded ever was 1,000 pounds. So they're the largest of the hard-shelled turtles, and they're the second largest of all the turtles. So the leatherback is number one, but they're soft shell. So the loggerhead is number two.
Are you sure you aren't just talking about a tank?
Yeah, pretty much. Just like a big stone. Limb-wise, though, they're not as long as yours are. They're 33 to 48 inches. So like a foot and a half a foot under.
So they're dense.
Yeah. Beefcakes. Their lifespan is 47 to 67 years.
47 to 67?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, do they know how to live?
Yeah, they live great, dude.
Well, they're really big, so maybe it's like dogs where like the big ones don't live as long.
and you're bashing the flatbacks. They're out here living 100. And they have the largest hatchling size, so.
So, their skin ranges from yellow to brown.
That side eye.
Their shell is reddish brown on top and pale yellow on the bottom. The way that you can tell males from females is that adult males have thicker tails and their plastron is a little bit shorter. So, as we've said, the tummy part of their shell. So the females have a longer plastron. Also, loggerhead turtle shells are an important habitat for colonies of small plants and animals. So as many as 100 of species of animals and plants have been recorded living on a single loggerhead.
Oh, barnacles.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm glad you brought that up because I found an article about loggerheads that mentioned that.
Yeah.
I meant to send it to you.
Ooh. Behavior, they are mostly diurnal. They spend about 85% of the day submerged, so their average dive duration is 15 to 30 minutes, but they can stay under for up to 4 hours. Juveniles and adults actually swim differently. So the juveniles, they just keep their forelimbs tucked in next to them, and instead of swimming with those, they propel themselves just kicking with their little hind feet.
Aww.
And then by a year old, they've switched to the normal alternating limb method of swimming. Another crazy behavior thing I found was that female aggression is common in loggerheads, even though it's really rare in other marine vertebrates. And it usually occurs over access to feeding grounds. But on the website, I could find there was like a very detailed description of how their aggression escalates, like almost like it's a court thing, like. Step one, initial contact stimulated by visual or tactile cues. Two, confrontation, mostly passive, like wide head tail circling. Three, sparring, snapping at each other's jaws. And then four is like the peak escalation, and that's separation, either mutually where like they both swim away from each other, or the winner chases the loser out of the area.
Wow.
But it's doing all of that is very energetically costly. So usually it's like the really, really good feeding grounds and stuff like that, where it's like worth the fight.
If they got the nachos in the feeding ground, it's worth the fight.
With the carne asada on it. Ooh.
Reproduction wise is pretty much the same as you guys have said. They have like a pretty low reproductive rate though, which I think yours did too, where they lay about 4 clutches and then they like just don't lay again for 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting because it's not like,
what's the size of the clutch, do you know?
It didn't give like a number.
No.
But that's kind of it's pretty low, so that's kind of rough.
What's interesting too is like that at least for like the flatbacks, the 50 is 1/3 of the average like clutch size and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like it's just interesting that they would go then 2 to 3 years before they do it all, like before they lay more, because like I found a thing that said that only 1 in 1,000 of the hatchling or of the eggs laid like actually make it to be turtles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was like hatchlings. I can't. But yeah. So like, I don't get why they wouldn't just like lay eggs every year. Is all I'm saying.
Dummies.
Yeah. Diet wise, like yours, they're omnivorous, mostly eat bottom dwelling invertebrates. The reason they are called loggerhead turtles is because their large head is like really, really large to support powerful jaw muscles. And they use those muscles to crush hard shelled prey like clams and sea urchins. And the way that they feed actually recycles important nutrients into the water and helps balance the ocean floor.
Mm-hmm.
So by like crunching down on the shells and things like that, it spits tissues and good stuff all over the place.
Hmm. Interesting.
Uh-huh. They also have pseudo claws, which I thought was cool. They're projecting scales from the edges of the forelimbs that allow them to manipulate their food a little bit. So they have, like, if you were, like, using your knuckles kind of thing.
So are they similar to, like, snapping turtles? With, like, their jaw size and everything? I guess there's just, like, a lot of focus on their jaws and stuff with them.
I was just using those because I thought they were... Location wise, they're really migratory. They have a cosmopolitan distribution. which means the range extends across all or most of the world in its appropriate habitats. So basically, like, everywhere that it could be found, it is found. They are the most common turtle to find in the Mediterranean. On the west coast near us, they are concentrated off the coast of Baja California. But they're also really common on the beaches from Greece and Turkey to Israel and Libya. So because of this, a lot of their threat that they face is related to tourists and stuff like that. Also, a cute thing I learned is that the juveniles live on floating mats of algae for a little while, which I thought was kind of cute. So they are vulnerable, according to IUCN. And their natural threats are predation of the young and eggs is, like, major, major, major. But once they've reached adulthood, more or less, like, a shark is the only thing that's going to take them down. Non-natural threats, though. The humans ruin everything section.
On today's episode of Humans Ruin Everything.
They're less likely to be hunted for their meat and shell than other sea turtles. But bycatch is a significant problem for them. Development for, like, tourists and stuff like that. And then the lighting on the beach can also confuse the brand new hatchlings because they don't know which way to go. Because they, like, navigate based on the moon on the water or the light on the water or whatever. So then if there's lights coming that shouldn't be coming, then that can confuse them. Some of the really good people I read about that are helping them is World Wildlife Fund, which I think we've brought up before, but they are working to eliminate bycatch. They work with fisheries to switch to turtle-friendly fishing hooks and things other than nets to use. They also work to protect sea turtle habitat by working with, like, governments and stuff like that to establish marine protected areas to provide nesting sites for sea turtles and safe waters to feed and migrate in.
There it is.
So there you go. And then I had some fun facts, but most of them were ones that you guys touched on, like the temperature determined sex and things like that.
Well, from what I see here, Jordan's sea turtles are longer than your sea turtles, so
not heavier.
How much heavier though?
The largest one recorded is 1,000 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
How?
But, like, the average is like 400.
How is 1,000? How did that happen?
I don't know.
Are they super long or something?
I don't know.
No, they're not. That's the thing.
So they're just dense?
Yes.
Yeah. What makes them dense?
Bones. I don't know.
Big bones.
Bones. And you call yourself an expert?
Anyways.
I came here for loggerhead fact.
Do I get to find out who I am now? Which Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, no, I was going to move on to the quiz.
I think I have none of these. Do I have emotional awareness at least? Inner wisdom?
What was the question?
What type of smarts do I have? I don't have tech smarts. My street smarts are eh.
You finally admitted that's great.
Like, I don't have more emotional awareness either.
I would say emotional awareness.
Okay. I've been to therapy. Choose a color that represents me. Purple. Foot Clan is attacking.
Listen, that's a serious threat, okay?
Yes, they're going around chanting, send foot pics. It's really upsetting.
I take a deep breath and prepare for what's to come. Victory is mine. How do I want to be rewarded? Probably a party.
Money?
Yeah, maybe.
Zoe wants unlimited power.
Well, no, I want the money, but I don't want the unlimited power. That so that's sucks. The problem. Those things went together. I wanted the peace and quiet and the money, but I can't choose two.
No.
What do these spirit animals guides me into battle? I'm going to go with an owl.
Who?
An owl.
Why?
Who?
Because imagine, like, running into battle. Oh, I get what you're doing. Imagine running into battle and, like, an owl.
What do you mean? I wasn't doing
anything.
I was chin.
No. Ben was like, someone is getting on your nerves. How do you deal with it?
Invite them to your podcast.
Oh. Well, okay.
Honestly, I laugh it off as well. How do I unwind?
With a glass of wine.
I'm always on one. I'm always on edge.
I'm always on one.
That's nice. Which of these musicians? Beyonce, always.
The Queen Bee.
Yeah, a little upset that neither of you chose her. And finally, time to relax and order some takeout. Obviously, pizza. Calculating my results.
Something's always nice, though, about a nice hot plate of orange chicken.
I'm Michelangelo.
What?
I don't think any of the things that we read previously apply to me, but that's fine. I'm not the party dude.
Yeah, that...
not so much.
What does someone got to do to be Leonardo up in there?
I know.
Probably, like, be aggressive.
Maybe. Leonardo
meet the Foot Clan head on.
Yeah, maybe.
Order the pizza, dude.
I mean, they're only ordering pizza, though. Like, who...
Yeah, who chooses Chinese food?
Well, okay, I respect those viewers who choose Chinese food over pizza, but also...
with Ninja Turtles.
That is not correct. Also, the moral of the story about sea turtles.
What?
The moral of the story about sea turtles is don't use plastic straws. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
What about the people that need to use straws, Ben? What do you say to
Well,
them?
Starbucks has the paper straws.
Yep.
And they have biodegradable straws. The paper straws are okay as long as you drink your drink fast. But the regular plastic straws are no good. I've seen too many videos online of sea turtles with straws stuck in their nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If you get those little can holders, the plastic ring can holders, cut them up before you put them in. The recycling, and also, if you have disposable masks, please cut the little ear loops before you put them in the garbage, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's like over 1 billion disposable masks have ended up in the ocean.
We also do like not disposable ones.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a great idea. If you are someone who is conscious of what's going on, you know, maybe make the washable cloth mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good look. You know, you could customize it too.
Partnering with social distancing.
That's right.
You can put your face on it if you wanted.
You could
put your own face. You could put a sea turtle on it if you wanted to. You could put Crush from Finding Nemo on your mask.
Immediately. So, I feel like we should end this with 2 trivia questions. See if we really learn.
Questions or quizzes?
Well, yeah.
We gotta do the whole quiz, okay?
Okay.
It's gonna be a quiz. We can work together. We need to figure out, did we learn anything?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first one I have is from conserveturtles.org.
I like it.
The Sea Turtle Conservancy. What do... Oh. Oof.
Starting off strong. Okay, I love it.
This one. What do hawksbill sea turtles eat? A, sponges, B, anemones, C, squid, or D, all of the above?
All of the above. Because mine ate all of the above.
Oh, there we go. We did good.
Sounds great.
Oh, Ben, this one's for you, okay?
Okay.
This turtle gets its name because of its exceptionally large head.
Mine, right?
Are you Ben?
Loggerhead?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
Oof.
Wow, that wasn't a question for me. I was expecting green sea turtle, and you just baited me like that.
I wanted to see if you're listening.
I was listening very well.
Now that I've thrown.
Yeah, back to gotta be on our toes.
All right, you got me with the bycatch. All right, I got stuck in the net.
Okay, you know what? Well, oh.
What?
Mm.
What?
So, Ben, this one's again for you. More in your realm, too, so. The Pacific green turtle is also called the A, blue sea turtle, B, black sea turtle, C, somewhat green sea turtle, or D, red sea turtle?
Well, seeing as how they say green sea turtle, I'm gonna have to go with black, because I said earlier in the episode that their carapace is mostly black.
Try it.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Oh, we find out after.
We find out after. The upper part or back of a sea turtle shell is called the A, plastron.
No.
B, no.
This.
Maybe.
C, scut.
No.
D, scale.
No. Carapace.
Yes. When a female turtle crawls out of the ocean onto a beach, but for some reason does not nest, it is called a...
Nicki Minaj.
What?
I have the song Starship stuck in my head from Nicki Minaj, where she says, let's go to the beach, beach, let's go get away. Hey, hey.
And she like throws the sand around and everything.
That's right.
A, successful crawl. B, head start. C, false crawl. Or D, body pit.
I'm going to call false crawl.
I'm going to say false crawl, but I love the phrase body pit.
Yeah.
The lower part or underside of a sea turtle shell is called the A, plastron. B, carapace. C, scut. Or D, scale.
I know.
Wait, I know too. Wait.
What is it?
What is it, Ben?
The plastron.
Good job. Good job.
Well, every time you said plastron, I always think of Megatron. But I know that sea turtles are not a transformer, but it would be so cool if they were.
That would be cool. All
right. Question 7. While a female sea turtle is nesting, she appears to shed tears, but the turtle is really A, secreting extra water from her body, B, secreting extra salt from her body, C, secreting sand from her body, or D, secreting sugar from her body. So is she getting rid of extra water, extra salt, sand, or sugar?
Sugar. To feed the baby.
I would guess sugar to feed a baby.
Just one.
Well, the clutch.
All sea turtles nest in these regions of the Arctic and temperate, temperate and subtropical, subtropical and tropical, or tropical and Arctic.
Subtropical
and tropical.
Which, tropical, dude.
Which sea turtle species dives the deepest, travels the furthest, and grows the largest?
Mine. Loggerhead.
A, leatherback.
Nope.
B, maybe. Hawksbill.
Nope.
D, loggerhead.
Yes.
D, green sea
turtle. Loggerhead.
I will also be choosing loggerhead on this one.
I gotta go with the flow and say loggerhead.
There you go, Crush. There you go. Go with the flow. Ride the waves. Which of the following is not a human-caused threat to sea turtle survival? A, capture and shrimp nets. B, beachfront lighting. C, ghost crab predation. Or D, coastal armoring.
Coast crab predation.
Huh?
I'm assuming that means the crab pots, and I'm going to guess that because we already talked about the lighting, and the lighting is bad because it makes the baby turtles go the wrong way. I'm assuming that the armoring of the coast means that they're making bays and other sorts of things that block turtles from entering the ocean properly. And the other one, I forgot already, but I know it's no good.
So you guys are going to be really upset.
What?
We got 8 out of 10.
That's not bad.
It doesn't tell us which one we got wrong.
Oh.
Wow. Well, hey, that's still an 80%. That's passing.
For an expert for the day.
It just gives me a photo of one of them.
That's frustrating.
Good job.
That's so annoying. Yikes. Okay.
Well, it's up for you, listener, to figure out which ones we got incorrect. And please correct us. Leave a comment on the Tipsy Taxonomy website.
Or Instagram or Facebook at Tipsy Taxonomy / Tipsy Taxonomy.
Backsplash. Yo, keeping with the ride the wave, you know what I'm saying?
Oh wow. And okay, so I have one more quiz. Okay. 5 questions.
Okay.
I think we get our if we got it correct or not.
Okay.
So what is the difference between sea turtles and turtles that live primarily on land? A, sea turtles rarely leave the ocean. B, have flippers. Sea turtles have flippers. C, sea turtles cannot retract into their shells. Or D, all of the above.
All of the above.
All the above.
Correct.
Woo-woo!
Yes!
On land, sea turtles rarely leave the ocean after hatching to nest. There's a lot more, but... What is a serious threat for hatched turtles in many parts of the world? Artificial lighting, road barriers, ferrets, or joggers?
Artificial light.
I'll have to agree with that.
Ding, 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 ding. What is the largest sea turtle species? Hawksbill, Kemp's Ridley, leatherback, or loggerhead?
Leatherback is the largest turtle. If they're including soft and hard shell. I swear.
Yes.
Correct. Leatherback turtles are the largest turtles on Earth, reaching up to 7 feet long and 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And then the Kemp Ridleys are the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. At Padre Island National Seashore in Texas, park rangers use what to help locate Kemp's Ridley nest site?
I don't know.
Metal detectors, beacons, searchlights, dogs.
Dogs.
Probably dogs.
Correct. They have a trained Cairn Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
They smell them out.
Exactly. Natural tortoise shell used in jewelry and what other... Natural tortoise shell used in jewelry and other accessories comes from what turtle? Olive Ridley, Hawksbill, Loggerhead, Leather.
The second one.
Hawksbill?
Yeah.
I was thinking Olive Ridley.
I don't know what that one is, so.
Hawksbill. It was Hawksbill.
Ha ha.
Prized for its beautiful shell, the Hawksbill turtle has long been killed for use in making jewelry, eyeglass frames.
Oh no. Oh,
well,
no.
All I gotta say is I'm glad we didn't know that because we're not about endangering the species. We're about
I just figured it was artificial.
Being fans.
Nope.
Oh
you,
no.
You two not perfect vision like me, folks, are killing turtles. By choosing to see things.
You're telling me my $5 hair clips that came from Target are real tortoise shell? No, they're painted plastic.
Well.
Was that the end of the quiz?
Yeah, we got 100%.
Oh, yeah.
So we did it.
We did it.
I'm an expert now.
Yeah, PhD given to you right here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you like turtle bins?
I like turtles.
You like turtle bins?
You like turtle bin? If so, name their top 3 albums.
Green, Australian, Loggerhead.
Huh.
That's it. How did you escape the island, Captain Jack? He roped up a couple of sea turtles and made a raft and escaped. What did he use as lashings? Human hair.
Oh, I got a good question for everyone.
What?
Okay, this is a... Think of it like, you know how the grizzly bear versus gorilla argument? For this one, we're going turtle themed. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Franklin the turtle or Turtle Tuck from Wonder Pets? Who's winning that battle?
Franklin is not a violent being. I think Turtle Tuck would win.
Good choice. Good choice.
I'm thinking Franklin's just going to come in there and just destroy.
Franklin's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, but if he's aggravated, he's going to win.
Maybe. Yeah. He's bigger.
I mean, I'm Team Turtle Tuck because Wonder Pets is one of the most underrated shows of all time. I'm passionate about Turtle Tuck.
Yeah, clearly.
What's gonna work? Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Zoe, we're gonna need a week or so because that's when the offer letters from all these music labels and stuff are coming.
Obviously.
Now you see, you missed out. All right, you had me as a guest on this one, but if you're gonna be getting some music sponsors, like I'll be ready to do some karaoke.
Oh, find the best turtle song.
Professional karaoke,
and we will let you karaoke.
100%. Am I turtly enough for the turtle club? turtle.
Word.
Anybody watch the Master of Disguise featuring Dana Carvey?
I'm turtling.
Oh.
Where are the turtles? Where are they?
Oh, man.
Turtles.
Oh, turtles. Oh.
Oh, turtles.
But yeah, I think Turtle Tuck's winning that battle. Because what's gonna work?
Well, no, you didn't tell me it was all the Wonder Pets versus Franklin.
No. Franklin is much larger. Franklin could crush the other turtle.
Here's the question.
Franklin is like a humanoid.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah. I think he does. Franklin the turtle? He's a tortoise.
I don't know. Well, all tortoises are turtles, just not all turtles are tortoises.
No.
It's like squares and rectangles. Yes.
I know that's a fact, but he's for sure a tortoise.
As long as you recognize. Well, yes, he is a tortoise, but that does not make him any less turtle.
It doesn't make him any less turtle.
Before I was tortoise, I was turtle.
Again, you're going with the Kate McKinnon vibe again.
Okay.
Well, plus, I feel like Franklin the Turtle, well, no, that him and Arthur are kind of on the same playing field for me. I've always thought they were partially the same show.
Yeah, me too, actually, until you just said that.
Yeah, so.
They're most certainly not.
He's doing, like, the Arthur hand, so, like, he's ready to throw hands.
Franklin the Turtle, ready to throw hands at any moment. You heard it here first, folks.
We will get the UFC-esque photo going.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Turtles.
Well,
they are special.
I like turtles.
I do, too.
We all like turtles.
We
do. All right.
How about you?
Let us know on all of our social media.
Like, review, subscribe.
Yes, rate, review, subscribe. Give us all the subscribes. We need more subscribes. Subscribe, please.
Yeah.
Ring that bell. Ding that bell.
Ring that bell. Smash that like button.
And with that, bye.
Yes, thank you for having me on. And
thank you, Ben.
Farewell. Adieu.